If you're living in Perth or if you're heading to Perth for the weekend, then tomorrow night you might like to head to the Supreme Court Gardens to catch a glimpse of world-renowned Spanish acrobatic troupe that's there as part of the opening celebrations for the Perth International Arts Festival. Joining them in their mid-air synchronised gyrations will be our very own ABC man about town, Christian Horgan. Christian, welcome to Drive. Where are you right now?
Hey, Russell. I'm standing on the stage right down on Supreme Court Gardens, which will be the scene of the event tomorrow night, which everyone will be at.
What are you wearing?
I've just been given my outfit. We're called Angels, and this is my angel outfit. It consists of a white jumpsuit, complete with hood, but just personally, I think we look like a chorus line about to break into Monty Python's Every Sperm is Sacred. The strange thing is I've been dangling from a crane for 2 days now in a harness, and I don't know if you know what harnesses do to you, but I might be dressed like a sperm, but come Friday, I will never be able to generate the stuff myself again. It is so painful.
So that's it. Has it been 2 days training for you?
Tonight is our full dress rehearsal, and yeah, then tomorrow. And they recruited, I mean, I'm recruited because I'm overqualified in the angel department, but everyone else is a rock climber, plus some of them are circus freaks as well. So there's all these amazing rock climbers and me.
Oh, that's brilliant. La Fura del Baus, is that how it's pronounced?
That is La Fura del Baus. I think the rough translation means plummet to your death from a grand height. But they're actually a troupe that's been around for a few decades, and they started as street performers like Cirque du Soleil did. And then they got known for really avant-garde stuff. They kind of involved the audience, and they were telling me last night that the audience would be there and then a naked person would just pop up beside them and things like that. And then they did the opening ceremony of the Barcelona Olympics and got huge. Now they tour the world, and they're in Perth, especially for the Perth International Festival.
And they've created this show especially for this stage and for tomorrow night.
It is a unique event. A lot of the people here are volunteers. Everyone that comes up in the crane with me, we're all volunteers. So there's a large Perth contingent here. Like I said, a lot of them are circus freaks. So I keep chatting to people and they keep doing handstands or juggling 52 objects and they're just show-offs, to be quite honest. I just look at them and go, well, I can talk.
If you and I could be compared to dog species, you're sort of a greyhound or a whippet, and I'm a Saint Bernard. Are there any Saint Bernards being suspended from cranes?
No, you'd have your own. You would have your own crane, Russell.
Yeah.
There were height and weight restrictions, so there's a lot of very fit people. I will say, very fit people here.
Yeah.
We have to be under 70 kilograms.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and over 170 centimeters.
So, are you the only bloke?
No. There's a mixture of guys, gals. It's really quite amazing. And that's the thing I love the most is there's a group. You know when you get like-minded souls together? Well, we're a group of really mad people, knowing that we're doing something unique, and you just bond really quickly.
I wouldn't have been 70 kilos beyond the age of 14, I don't think.
Look, if you come down here and tighten your harness, they could probably sever you in two, and then you could probably have two positions.
Oh, look, it sounds like you've had a really good time. It's very exciting, and to be part of the festival, I mean, you really are going to be part of the festival. Plummeting to your death, is it actually an option?
Oh, look, no, they took me up. We go very high, and this night didn't bother me at all. We went up in the dark. Yesterday we went up in the light, and it gave me some bearings, and I actually went, oh, we are really high. We're right near the bell tower. The bell tower is 82 metres. We go up 70 metres.
Wow.
So it's fantastic. It is the most awesome experience, and I'm adding aerialist to my CV as soon as I get into the office tomorrow.
We're very proud of you. It's nice to have a mate of ours that is a performer.
Come and see us.
Yeah, and it's free. I mean,
it's
these
free.
Opening
Family
events
event.
Are spectacular.
You can come and bring a picnic. And it will be spectacular, and it is the opening of the festival, so if everyone wants to participate, come along. You'll have a great time.
Supreme Court Gardens tomorrow, starting off at about what time, do you know?
7:30, there's a welcome to country, and our show gets underway at 8.
Okay.
But come and have a picnic beforehand.
It sounds lovely, matey. I hope you have a good night's sleep tonight and that you're not like a bundle of nerves.
No. The thing is, our adrenaline is rushing, but we get home after 11, and you've just been flying around the city hanging from a crane doing acrobatics in the air, so you're wired. You're wired.
I get it. I understand. You're going to have a great night tomorrow night. You're still a non-drinker, aren't you?
I'm still a non-drinker. Yeah, I don't think they let you do these things if you're drunk, right?
No, it's not
that.
That
rules you out in another way.
I'm thinking about how, you know, what to, when you come down tomorrow night off the harness, you're going to be on such a high. I wonder how you're going to sort of expend that energy without taking to the wine.
Yeah, no, I'm so going to run away and join the circus next week when depression sets in.
Good on you, Christian.
Circus LA, here I come.
Break a leg.
Probably will.
Christian Horgan, go and have a look at him tomorrow night. See if you can pick him out.